Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. It's good to be with you. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Especially good to be back in Phoenix. KFNN, thank you for being part of our family. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your day. KFNN AM 1510. Sam Norwood is our guest, and he's our good friend. Sam is with Tatum Partners. He's a senior partner there, and he joins us once a month to give us a report on what his operatives out in the field, his partners, over 400 or so of them all across the country, what they're saying. These are guys that are running businesses, running some small businesses and some medium-sized small businesses, or I should say medium-sized larger businesses, and they talk to him about every month about what's going on in the economy, and he reports back to us. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for bringing the Tatum survey back to us. And, you know, Sam, I know there are some people who may not be too happy about the economy doing well, some politicians, I guess, but the truth is the economy's doing pretty good, isn't it?
We think it's doing great, and we're now celebrating one full year of fairly consistent improvement. It comes in a little bit spurts, but we think that we're gathering steam again after a little bit of a consolidation in the late fall and winter, and it's cooking again. And we believe that the concern about deflation is now behind us, and we think that the surprises in the next 2 months or so are going to be positive rather than negative on the whole.
Wow. Well, that's good news. But, you know, you guys have been reporting this kind of, you know, you've been sort of nudging us upward a little bit in your expectation of how things were going, but you guys have been a little bit ahead of the curve. It seems to me some of the other national reporting that we may hear on television hasn't been as positive as you guys have been, and now they're starting to catch up with you a little bit, aren't they?
You know, our guys are out there, guys and gals, are chief financial officers and chief information officers in companies across the country, and we survey them at the first of each month and say, you know, how do you sense it? And with regard particularly to employment, our people were reporting pretty good gains during the past 3 months, and we compared that to the Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs reports, which until last Friday had been dour and low, and we were a little bit nervous about what we were actually coming up with, because our indications were that employment was actually improving at a faster rate. And last Friday, on the 2nd of April, it turns out that with the jobs report coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not only was it very strong, but they revised upward the January and February earlier estimates that they had put out. So we felt like, some of our nervousness had gone down, and we were right all along. And we now see that looking out the next 60 days, which we have a 30-day look back and a 60-day forward look, the stage is set now for a very strong second quarter economic continued rebound, as well as improvements in employment.
Do we know, have you seen the first quarter growth numbers?
First quarter's not out yet. Yeah. They'll report it soon. We believe that the first quarter, the consensus estimate for first quarter is a 4.3% gain, and that compares to 4.1% for the fourth quarter of 2003, and 8.2% for the third quarter of 2003. Our judgment is that the report, when it comes out for the first quarter, will show a gain that is higher than the consensus of 4.3%. And we would not be at all surprised if it were in the 4.5 to 5%, but we can't predict it that closely. We just think it's going to be on the positive side.
Well, you know, Sam, I predicted the first of the year that by the end of the year, we would have an average annual growth rate in the United States of 5%. So we're going to have good numbers in the first quarter if my prediction holds true. Otherwise, of course, I guess we could have another rocket-propelled third quarter this year like we did last year. That would be all right.
Well, it'd be fabulous if it happened. Like we had in the third quarter is not really sustainable. It's when the economy first starts taking off and suddenly orders come in, shipments are larger, sales are bigger, and they do it with the same number of people. So productivity improves.
Hey, Sam,
right there.
I got to take a quick break. You know what? I know it's not sustainable, but it sure was fun to watch, wasn't it? 2010, we'll be right back with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. Stay with us. We're back at 17:10. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, we're going to talk to a new friend. Jim Hayhurst is the author of Where Have I Gone Right? This is a guy who scaled Mount Everest. He was the oldest member of a Canadian team to scale Mount Everest. And he's got some pretty good perspectives on life and on success. And we're going to get him to share some of those with us when he joins us. And that's coming up at the top of the next hour. And then after that, our number one customer care expert, Joanna Brandy, is going to join us. She's going to help us think a little bit better about how to love up our customers. And that's coming up in the next hour. We're visiting with Sam Norwood. He is with Tatum Partners. And we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, the monthly report that he and his partners conduct among themselves, over 400 members, and to find out what's going on. These are people out there who are making payroll. These partners of Sam's, they're making payroll. They're buying goods. They're selling goods. They're doing business nationally and internationally, and they've got a pretty darn good pulse of what's going on out there in the marketplace. Sam, one of the things that I saw that you guys reported was that your respondents, your partners, expect to hire more people in the future. That's good news,
yes.
Isn't it?
And you know, and we're in a broad base of industries across the country. Virtually every geographic market is represented among our partners and a broad base of industries. And our partners indicated that, fully 32% of them saw in the last 30 days that they had increased their employment headcounts. And the ones who reported a decrease declined from 22% to 15%. So the headcount improvements rose to 32% from 26%. And the net result of all that is that it's an indication of a widening of the recovery. It's spreading to more industries, and that's the reason why the number of folks decreasing headcounts is declining, and the growth is there, and that's why the number reporting increases is increasing. And so we're looking out for the next 60 days, fully 49% of our respondents indicate that they're planning to increase their headcounts. Mm-hmm. That's up from 41% just a month ago.
Sam, when do you think, notwithstanding the politicians who probably will never, some politicians who never will do this, but when do you think the general hand-wringing over jobs will come to an end?
Well, you know, our the unemployment rate is under 6%.
Right.
By historic standards, that's really not too bad.
It's lower than the average of the 70s, 80s, or 90s.
Yeah. It's not too bad, but for individuals who are looking for work and who find themselves displaced or their industry is changing so rapidly that their skills have not kept up, it's very, very frustrating, and it's very hard for them. And so,
you know what they say, Sam, a recession is when your neighbor's unemployed, a depression is when you're unemployed.
Exactly.
Or what is they say, minor surgery is when you have it, major surgery is when I have it.
Well, it's very hard for those who are having problems, and I wish that there were better facilities for retraining and gearing for career changes. Because
that's what we got to focus on, isn't it?
I believe it is. The demand for folks to work is going to be there. It is there right now. Mm-hmm. It's just somewhat different work. Where
because
we used to work with our hands,
we now
need to work more with our heads.
One thing that's going on, Sam, is that there a lot of people are reporting, and another report that we cover reports that a lot of small business owners need employees, but they can't find employees to fill the slots that they've got.
Well,
they can't find qualified people.
Home Depot is taking an interesting tack on that. They're actually, Home Depot has a new program of actually going out and trying to recruit older employees. And it's quite a neat thing. Here are people who have experience, who have a basis for having judgment, but who, for many employers, seem to be not wanted, those over 50. And Home Depot, for one, is going out and trying to specifically recruit these people, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
and it'll be helpful not only to those people, but I think it'll be helpful to the company as well to get those experienced hands on the payroll. So,
absolutely, Sam. Let's talk about profits and cash. One of the things that seems to be happening that's really kind of exciting to me, because especially for small business owners, and you guys reported this month, and that's that you believe, your respondents believe, that capital will continue to be available at reasonable rates. And this all, you know, the liquidity in the marketplace, the way we manage our inventories, the profit levels of companies today, all this, doesn't all this bode well? Isn't this a really great underpinning of our economy over the next year or two?
Well, many corporations have been piling up cash, and the reason for that is, well, certainly profitability. A second reason for that is that many of them have not been growing so rapidly that they've needed their cash for expansion of inventories. In fact, companies generally are doing a much better job of managing inventories just in time and so forth.
Right.
So the working capital needs during growth have not been as great as they have historically. So a lot of companies, corporate America, is really piling up cash, and there's another reason for that as well. People have been reluctant during this slow period to go out and acquire aggressively and use their cash for expanding through acquisition.
Right.
So there's liquidity is around. Liquidity is a measure of how much cash is available. And this, at the ultimate extreme, here's Microsoft with about $50 billion of cash,
right,
looking for a place to be put to work.
Stand by, Sam. Sam, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages with more to come with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners. It's almost 10 till. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam Norwood is with Tatum Partners. He's a senior partner there. And Sam, I'd like you to tell our audience a little bit about Tatum Partners.
Well, Tatum Partners, which started up operations about 10 years ago, has expanded into 30 markets around the United States, supplying individuals, our partners, do the work in fulfilling the roles of Chief Financial Officer, Chief Information Officer, and doing sophisticated projects in finance and information technology for companies that are small, medium, and large.
Mm-hmm.
We have just over 400 partners, and we have a flexible way of working with companies either part-time, full-time, or interim, depending on the need of the client.
And they can find out more about you at your website. Tell us what that is, please.
Yeah, if they go to TatumPartners.com, and that's T-A-T-U-M, Partners.com, go to our website. All of our biographical information is shown there, as well as they can see the full survey there.
Check it out. Yeah, be sure to check that out. And also, folks, every month the Tatum survey is posted on our website in our survey section on the homepage there at JBSBA.com. If you're already there, check it out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, let's talk about one of the things. I want to get back to capital for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm excited about what your report on the availability of capital, what your people are saying about that, and what you're saying about the liquidity situation, because all that means that we're going to have healthier balance sheets. Healthier balance sheets lead to more profits. More profits lead to a healthier economy. More liquidity puts money in banks, which makes money available to loan. More cash in the big companies mean that they're not borrowing a lot of money from banks, which means banks need to loan money more aggressively. The low interest rates are good. All of that is good for small business, isn't it?
I think it is. Capital is the engine of growth for business. And there are two aspects of it. One is the price of capital. When you go to get a loan, what is the interest rate? And the other thing is, when you go get a loan, is the money available? So availability of capital and whether a bank is willing to lend or a lending institution, whether it's a bank or not, is one thing. That's availability, and the other is the price. People are pretty nervous right now about the price of money going up, interest rates rising as
so
a result
what?
Of rising energy costs.
So what, Sam?
Yeah, if it's available, it's still low.
Well, my God, where's it going to go? I mean, it's 1%, right? I mean, it's prime is 4%.
Yeah.
I mean, so what if it goes up? So what if it goes up 25% up to five points? So what? I mean, we can deal with that.
We can deal with that because margins and returns on capital are in businesses typically significantly higher than that.
Well, and nobody believes
up a little, it won't matter.
Sam, I don't think anybody believes the Fed is going to do another 3 or 4 point run up like they've done in the past.
No, but there's an increasing expectation that possibly as early as June there could be a little kick up.
Joan, Sam, in January, my predictions. That's exactly when I predicted there would be the first increase, and it'll be the first one, and it'll be the last one for the year, in my opinion.
Probably the case. Now, the Fed has been so nervous about deflation during the past year. I mean, what if inflation went down to a minus number that we wouldn't know quite how to handle that? And now I think their concern about that is in the past.
Yep.
We believe that it's in the past. The stimulus that's been going on for over a year now is taking hold. It's getting traction. It's good for business, and we think that if anything, a small notch up may come in June or maybe July.
The Fed actually needs to reload a little bit. And I know, folks, this is blasphemy for me to say this. Many of you never thought you'd hear me say this, but the Fed actually could use a little ammunition in their ammo bag. Because if we did run into a situation where we have some deflation, right now they're very low on ammunition, aren't they?
Well, they wouldn't know quite how to handle it. So that when it got kind of close last year, things were so soft, productivity was improving, and it still is, I believe, quite nicely. prices were stable and heading down maybe a little bit in a lot of industries. Think of all the things we get now that are cheaper than they were 5 years ago, from
Absolutely.
Communications to computers to we're getting more for our dollars in cars.
Sam, I'm going to have to stop you, and I apologize, right. But we're coming up on the end of the hour. What a great visit today. Thank you so much for bringing the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions to us one more month. And thanks for the good news, too, by the way. Sam, appreciate you arranging that.
Happy to bring that.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. He's with the Tatum Partners. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.